I think we're live again.
What?
We should logo it up so we avoid. I don't know why we stubbornly refuse to have any kind of intro for this Lunchcast, but it's coming at you once again.
It's more informal.
Yeah, I guess. Oh man, I am wiped out. I have had a no child, no girlfriend week, and
that wipes you out.
All my worst tendencies in life come to fruition, especially when that happens to be T-minus 1 week since Destiny's been released. Mm-hmm. I've just become...
a zombie, would you say?
Yeah, like I am to video games as Nick is to heroin on Fear the Walking Dead. I'm living for my next fits and mm-hmm. fix. In fact, all I can see is Oryx's head over. I don't even see you anymore. It's like you're just something in the way... You're blocking me from getting back to playing Destiny.
I think we could probably make that happen on the camera, but
that's very good. So you just kind of watch me play Destiny for an hour for lunch with Jim and Aaron, and then I'll log off. But yeah, I spent, I'm not joking, over 8 hours trying to get that exotic sniper rifle from that fucking super secret mission yesterday with like 12 different guardians on the Bald Move Clan.
8 hours?
Yeah.
Because for a stupid weapon?
Well, it's, yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to defend it. I'm not going to tell you how awesome it is, but yes, I did that. And then, like, I went to bed at midnight, and I checked my phone, and Bungie said, oh, by the way, this mission won't be available tomorrow. It's only going to be available, like, once a month. So I get up, I look at my friend's list. Oh, Shum, he lives in fucking Salt Lake City. He's up for another couple hours. I got till 3 o'clock in the morning, boys. How bad do you want this rifle?
Did you get it?
No, we did not get it. I went to bed feeling like I lost the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Like, I don't know how a guy like Peyton Manning gets out of bed for a week after you lose the Super Bowl. That must be the worst feeling to come that far mm-hmm. and invest that much time, months of your life. In an entire year, campaign builds up to this. That's what I felt in 8 hours. Professional athletes must have to be extraordinarily mentally strong.
There's always next month.
Or they're megalomaniacs and sociopaths. One to two.
Mm, yeah. Or they get paid a lot and don't give a shit.
Well, yeah. I feel like some of them do, though. Like Peyton.
Yeah,
like
sure. Peyton Manning feels shit. Like.
Shall we give an update on our Shia zombies?
Yeah. Yeah, they're not looking so good.
No. Frankly. Let's throw it to wide view. And get a little perspective on here. This is what a poorly cared for Chia pet looks like 1 month into our experiment. Note the power cable into the drip tray.
That has been absolutely blasted by the sun.
So tell us what we've done. This doesn't look as bad on camera as I was thinking. Tell us what our regimen's been for these guys.
So the disparity between what the regimen should have been and what the regimen actually was is deep.
All right.
That valley is tough to cross. So basically they say you got to get out there and missed it. And they don't say how often, they just say missed it, right?
Frequently.
And so, or they say put a bag over it. And so I put a bag over it. We put a bag over it. And then I go out there the next morning thinking, okay, this will be fine. I'll take the bags off. I'll miss it.
We've got a mini greenhouse going on these things.
Bag is gone. Bag is just, I don't know if squirrels or birds got it. I don't know if.
We left it out on the deck unattended. That's probably a problem.
So the bag is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at it and it's like dried out as you would expect. It's been in the hot sun all day.
Sure, sure.
I come out to refill it once per day like it says. And it's essentially dead. So I refill it. I pour a little water over the top. And I'm thinking, okay, well, let's try this again. Day two. Did not throw a bag back on top of it because fuck that. It wasn't going to stay there anyway, obviously. I kind of like the mouth thing.
The mouth is, I think, the stunning success story. I mean, it's a little wilted because we just got it out of the heat. And, you know, we gave it a little bit of water. But there's definitely some growth. You can see what it's supposed to be doing coming out of the zombie's mouth.
Yeah. And it's also patchy. I don't think we put the seeds on. Maybe they were too watery when we put them on. They should have been more paste-like.
Well, the other thing is they sternly warned us not to clump them. And I don't know about you, but I clumped the shit out of them.
But then... it turns out if you clump them, they all just drip off into the tray.
Yeah.
Which half of the seeds did anyway.
Yeah, so maybe that's like a decent failure state.
Maybe.
You clump the shit out of them. The next day, you just dump water over it. Because that's what you did.
That is what I did,
That's what you did. In filling this thing up, you just sluiced water over all the excess seed and shit.
I'm not going to go outside every 2 hours and spray this thing down with a fine-tipped water bottle.
So here's the thing. I suggested, you know what? We've got some of these spare lighting mounts. Don't have any bulbs in them because it turns out we're just as white as we are. We're so easy to wash out. If we have adequate lighting in our studio, we look like translucent energy beings that are about to evolve to a second state on
something
the next generation.
Star Trek season one, yeah.
Jean-Luc Picard would jizz if he saw us with a fully lit studio.
Yeah.
Especially in the winter. Like, this is summer. This is the summertime when we did the test. In wintertime, forget about it. It's Chernobyl levels of just...
Does Picard get to name the alien life forms that he comes across?
There are so many Jean-Lucs.
If they can't name themselves.
And Picard's Follies and... Viva la France type. That's the naming scheme he comes up with.
He just names them all after himself.
After himself.
It's like that Voyager species where there are numbers. Just Jean-Luc 0598247.
What's hilarious is he actually named one species Thomas Riker as a joke. Like, he wouldn't even give it to the real number one. He gave it to his evil teleporter clone. But so I suggest we get a grow bulb and we install it in the studio and we give the thing 24-hour light and we actually, water it on a
lot of work for a ridiculous chia statue.
Buying a $5 bulb and pouring water on it a couple hours a day. Why
you
we're
are
in
not
studio,
the one who has to pour water on it.
That's what I'm saying. I know you're not going to do this. I'm saying your contribution will be half of the bulb, $2.50.
Are you talking about taking them to your house?
No, I'm talking about putting it in the studio. I'm going to put the grill
lamp. Who's going to spritz it, man? That's going
to have
to be me.
I'm
going to
spritz it when I'm here
every
day.
You're not here every 2 hours.
I'm here every day.
What about from 5 until midnight?
It'll be better than what it was getting.
You're right. You're right about that.
Like, these chia pets have been living on the street, and I'm a terrible foster parent.
You want to give them a home,
but they're going to have a roof over their head. Mm. So it's better, it's like, yeah, they're not in their forever home yet. But they're no longer being preyed upon.
Forever home
by...
is a casket. That's when we throw them in the trash.
The forever home.
That's the forever
is
home.
The Cincinnati landfill. Yes.
Yeah.
Although I think these are terracotta. We just bury them, right?
Yeah.
50,000 years from now, scientists will dig these up and think,
boy, those guys were fucked up.
Those guys. This is art. Like, yeah, this was.
This is what passed for art back then.
This is what the culture standard of beauty were at the time.
Yeah, they'll think this is a modeling of real humans at the time.
Well, they'll find those BME magazines, the body modification magazines, where guys are cutting off their nose and shit, and they'll look at her and they're like, "Oh, this is some kind of fucked up ideal of beauty." They're cutting their nose off, they're getting sallow skin,
got plants coming out of their mouth.
Everybody's rocking like cornrows and shit in their hair. I think that would work.
Maybe so, but this did not work. This experiment was a colossal failure. Mostly due to the fact that I was not patient enough to give it the care it needed.
I'm gonna give it a second go. I don't think these things are dead. I think these things are dormant. I'm seeing
those seeds on top don't look great on mine.
Okay, well maybe yours because yours is looking really particularly impacted. But check this guy out. I mean,
there's a little bit of
there's some
going on.
There's some sprouts there. I mean, yeah, it looks like he's covered in dead maggots, which is kind of thematic. Ooh, that's really gross. But there's definitely some greenage there.
Yeah, yeah.
His mullet's coming in strong. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Look at that healthy back of the skull mullet.
I mean,
he's got
strong,
a skullet.
Strong is relative. I mean, you got a big, big ass bald spot right on the back there. You're going to have a lot of patchiness even once these things grow, right? So, like, I feel like if you're gonna give a second shot, you gotta thicken up the seed paste.
This isn't a mullet. This is a balding guy that has a hair sweater. He has so much back hair, he's got a hair sweater.
Yeah, this is Carl from... Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Yes. I need to get a wife beater, throw it on him.
That would be awesome, actually.
What? So today we got a drug master to the studio with far too little sleep. Mm-hmm. That's the other icing on the cake. I got it this morning. First thing I did is I checked the Destiny subreddit, and one of the top players in the world is named Slayer Edge. He fucking soloed that mission.
No, Jesus, man. That's a slap in the face.
And there, like when I was going to bed, like I was trying to lick my wounds, and I was reading the threads of like these hundreds and thousands of people that were like, "Fuck this mission! I'm going to wait a month down the line when I got better equipment." Yeah. And they're like, "Well, you know, just wait till tomorrow when Slayer uploads the thing of him soloing." And like everyone is like, "There's no fucking way anyone can solo this a week after release. You just don't have the way." First thing this morning, he's fucking soloed it, and wow. Making jokes and talking with the streamers why he's doing it.
Wow.
It's wow. I don't see how people are that good at something.
Yeah.
But that's why he's the legend, and I went to bed without my sniper rifle. So
yep. That's why he's a Twitch millionaire.
He's a Twitch millionaire.
Are there Twitch millionaires yet?
Probably Twitch thousandaires.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
We're podcasting thousandaires.
There are YouTube millionaires, but I'm not sure there are Twitch millionaires.
Yeah,
yet.
Like those epic rap battle guys, YouTube millionaires.
So if the guys who won the
epic
international... No, what? Yeah,
epic mealtime YouTube. If you get the word "epic" in your name, you're a YouTube millionaire.
Yeah, well, I mean, just epic in general. No, the guys who won the international this year, right? Like they got something ridiculous, like 6 to 8 million or something for their prize.
International's
the League of Legends, or sorry, Dota 2 tournament.
Probably there's some big.
The prize pool was like $17 million. It was huge, and they took home a large chunk of that. So like. Those guys are probably Twitch-tionaires.
Yeah.
Assuming they have Twitch channels, which I can't imagine they wouldn't.
Yeah. It seems like how you get good at anything is to take the next level. All the top guys say you have to start recording your footage. Like, instead of beating my head against this for 8 hours, I should have ran it with, like, a random squad of two guys, recorded our footage. We all three watched it and said, okay, this is what's happening. You know, this here where you're going into the corner and dying, you got to stop all that. This here where you're swinging your sword and you fail.
This part where you're running and screaming.
Yeah,
can't
and this part where you're swinging your sword and you completely missed a dude and then he just stomps a mud hole in your ass. That's got to stop. You got to play better and stop dying. I think that's what you got to do. So came to studio and we watched Daredevil because that's the next commission.
Yeah, season two or episode two, Catman.
Can't wait till season two. Daredevil's better than it has any right to be.
Oh, yeah, way better. I watched that on a lark just assuming it was going to be...
trash
TV and yeah, and I was gonna background watch it, and then like I said, I stopped background watching it and I watched the freaking whole series.
And there's like, it's because as I was watching this episode, because I think it's the third time I've watched this particular episode, I was just marveling at how many preposterous things that it is just putting out there and you're swallowing. Because I'm not, it's the charisma of the guy.
Like this echolocation stuff?
No, I'm talking about just how much abuse he can take and the moral quandaries, like this, you know, like I don't want to spoil too much stuff, but the situation this guy finds himself in, he ropes in Rosario Dawson, and in a single episode, she goes from being an unwilling participant to essentially his minion. And it's crazy how that, at no point do I'm like, nah, I don't buy this. Like they have the right mix of costume or of acting and writing and just ballsy gumption to make you swallow the premise.
Sure.
And
that's the comic book
formula.
I don't know.
But a lot of people don't... it's hard to execute. And the other thing is that this is one of the less popular... I don't know about less popular, but it's certainly one of the least powerful Marvel superheroes. Hmm. And I don't know why it seems like that those type of movies do better... or they're more successful as just pure quality pieces of entertainment than like the Supermans and the Thors. And I mean, you got like Iron Man that's on the other side. It's like but he's just still a normal dude. He's a billionaire, but he's a normal dude.
Yeah.
The actual superpowers seem to get in the way of making a successful superhero movie.
With Superman, yeah. That's pretty easy to see why.
I mean, even in the heyday of like Lois and the Adventures of Lois and Clark and Smallville, like Superman was not very super. He was a much more scaled back version of Superman.
Yeah, he essentially had invulnerability, flight, and laser vision.
Mm. Yeah, and even then, like you could use that once an episode because that's all the budget.
Yeah,
they only had enough money to pay one dude.
Mm-hmm. To get burned alive by Dean Cain's laser eyes.
No, the guy in the Chinese animation sweatshop to like draw 64 frames of red red shit on the stills.
Yeah, and you know he was having an off day when it's all bendy. It's like just wavy. He's just in Photoshop. Next frame.
Sure. I don't have a lot to talk about because I haven't put anything into this engine. Oh, that's not true.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We're getting geared up for the 6th annual Summer Badass Fest. And while we're working on a slate of apex badass films to enjoy, we've got an early action-packed announcement to make.
Just like last year, we're kicking off badass season with a live movie watch and podcast recording. We've rented out a theater for connoisseurs of action films and Bald Move fans that just want to have a great time.
Unlike last year, this year's movie is top secret. Hush, hush. No hints. Except, it's incredibly badass. It stars an absolute icon of the genre. We're willing to bet most of you haven't seen it, and it's going to be an incredible viewing experience with a packed house of Bald Movers.
Those of you who came to last year's screening of Total Recall know what a party it was. And those of you who didn't, now's your chance to experience it. Meet me and Jim. Order some custom movie-themed drinks at the theater's full bar. Then watch us record the full podcast for the movie. We reserved a venue over twice the size as last year, but seating is still limited.
It's happening Friday, June 21st at 7 p.m. in our hometown of Cincinnati. Get full details and buy tickets at baldmove.com/live.
Cincinnati's actually a pretty great city to visit, and we've got lots of details for side adventures on our event page as well. The Reds are playing the Boston Red Sox in their fantastic Riverside Stadium. The thrills of Kings Island just minutes away, and I'll be leading a kayak trip down the scenic Little Miami River on Saturday.
Again, get full details and get your tickets now on our Badass Fest 6 page at baldmove.com/live.
I'm just too tired to think about it. So I watched a lot of Mr. Robot. I'm on episode 8 of that before Cecily left. She's been in Indiana all week. And then I started watching Top of the Lake because it's on Netflix and we can use this. Is it Showgoers?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm. Showgoers.tv if you want to check it out.
So what it does is it allows you, it's really cool, and I don't really fully understand how it works, but you install the extension in Chrome, and you fire it up, and you start watching Netflix, and then it'll have like a 3D glasses at the top. You click on that icon, and it'll spit out a link that you can mail or text or instant message out to people. Anyone that clicks that link anonymously synchronizes to your Netflix. It launches Netflix. It loads up the thing you're watching, and it synchronizes it down to like the second.
Yeah, we tried it here in the studio, and there was no difference between our audio and video.
No. Now, with Cecily's, like the first night, I didn't notice any difference because I can kind of hear a little bit, you know, from because we were still like talking to each other over.
That might phones. Be cell phone lag, honestly.
I wonder if it is. It's actually
maybe
that would be a cool feature if you could actually slide the delay a little bit so you can make it perfectly match. Hmm. If there was a little bit so you can match your
like
cell
phone.
Like a
rock band sort of thing. Yeah.
Or yeah, if you're using like a webcam to do it. But it allows you to watch this stuff together. And it's cool if one person pauses it pauses it for everyone.
If you jump to another spot in the thing, it'll jump there for everybody.
I think they need to also make that a little bit more like one person is the host.
Yes.
Because we're
like a screen sharing thing where you have control over who can actually move the time code around. Because we have a lot of ideas. We're actually talking with this guy. His name is Alan. He built this thing for him and his girlfriend to do like screen sharing over or watch Netflix over these long distances. And we sent him an email and we're like, hey, here's what we do. We do these things called live watches. We're maybe talking to him about adding some features or
yeah.
Who knows? We're just going to have a conversation with him, you know?
Yeah.
Tell him kind of what we think of it and what we could use it for and see where he's going with it.
Because with the right perks, it would be awesome to do these live watches where they're perfectly synchronized.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it's from there, it's a small step.
That means you don't have to go in there and visually sync your thing and have two screens open.
You don't have to worry about any intellectual property at all.
Yeah. It's all... I mean, that's all fair use completely. Yeah. So,
and then from there, it's a short hop and skip because our final destination on this thing is we want to be able to record a live watch commentary where we pause and rewind and do all that stuff. Because sometimes we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because something we're laughing so hard, we have to rewind it to hear it, or we just missed it, or we're like, what, whatever. Or we pause to take notes. We'd like to get all that together and then include these live watch commentaries maybe it's a bonus feature for the commission podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe we just want to do it for the hell of it, just because it's funny or it's in particular insightful. We can break stuff down. And if we could record what we're doing and have that all synced up with what this showgoers is doing or screen. What is it? Showgoer?
Yeah.
I don't know why showgoer sounds weird. Like screen gazer is what I want to call it.
Screen gazer? That sounds like a bad
screen geezer.
Sean Connery movie from the 70s. Screen gazer.
Show geezers. It's Peter O'Toole and Sean Connery.
The sequel to Zardoz or something.
I that would be very cool. And that would open up a whole list of cool interactive features we could do with people.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I would love to get something like that.
We've talked privately at being shocked that Netflix doesn't do anything with this shit.
Yeah. They should have a community making commentaries for them. Commentaries from the DVDs that you can just play as an audio track over the top of these things. Why don't they have that? It's shocking.
I don't know.
I mean, maybe it's because these companies still want to sell DVDs and Blu-rays.
But how can they stop Netflix from doing it by just jacking up the licensing rates the next time?
Oh, no, I'm talking about official commentaries. If they were to, we want the commentary track from this Blu-ray here. Maybe they couldn't do that. But yeah, community... created things, yeah. They certainly could.
Or no, the other thing is, there's absolutely no reason Netflix can't do it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah,
yeah. Like Netflix. I mean, I'm talking about Netflix's properties,
House for their own
of Cards
shows, yeah.
And Daredevil. And in fact, that could be a killer feature. Fuck all those DVDs and waiting for that and do that. Just sign up for our service and you get all this stuff for free.
Yeah.
And they've already got multiple language tracks and multiple soundtracks and stuff. Breaking Bad's got French. Spanish.
Yeah, you need some system to, let the cream rise to the top. But other than that, they've already got the stuff in place.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they don't have bonus content. Because honestly, that's the only reason I still buy Blu-rays.
Yeah.
If instead of buying something on Amazon for $15, if I could pay $20 and get all of the bonus features that I could stream at any time and presented in an attractive menu, it'd actually be superior. Because Blu-rays are getting to be bullshit, man. Unskippable commercials to skip every fucking time. It gets an internet connection, so we can download new trailers. It's frankly getting to be
that's
insulting.
Why I think Hulu is bullshit. I'm gonna pay and you're gonna show me commercials? Fuck off.
Yeah.
Why would I do that when Netflix gives me commercial free viewing?
Yeah.
Just because I want something the day or after that it comes out?
I mean, the thing that Hulu provides is day and day. I mean, it drops the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And
but ultimately, that doesn't matter. I don't watch stuff the day it comes out anyway, unless I'm covering it for a podcast. I'll tend to watch it when it comes out on Netflix.
Hulu's, I don't know. I've been using Hulu quite a lot lately because it's got a lot of the television shows. And I find that I don't mind watching a 30-second commercial every 15 minutes. The big thing is that a lot of times you see the same commercial. So if you're binge watching, I was binge watching Amy Schumer and I saw this particular GM commercial 20 times. I'm like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? What I really hate is I tried watching Mr. Robot on USA's website. It is the worst. Every episode is padded out to at least an hour and you have 2.5 minutes of unskippable commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you can't fast forward and the
man, I have so many fucking problems with all of these online services. So many problems. None of them are doing it the way that I want them to.
I don't know how it's going to change. I don't think if anything, I think it's probably heading into a bigger bullshit. Although they have to compete with the black market.
They do, yeah.
Because...
And I think Netflix... I don't know. So Amazon is pretty good.
Uh-huh.
The only complaints I have about Amazon are kind of meta. Like, I have to do one-click ordering. I can't watch them on my computer, that sort of thing.
I can't get high def on my computer.
I don't really have... I don't really have a problem with its actual streaming service. Netflix, though, man, they've been really annoying me lately with some of their new, fancier, flashier features.
Mm.
Like that thing where you go...
Wait, before you get that, we got the Q&A app turned on. So if you guys got anything to say, speak now, forever your peace, because I don't know how much longer we'll keep this bitching about Netflix up.
Sure. I mean,
to preach on Netflix, because I want to throw in some amens here.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I think this is only on the PS3. It's certainly not on it's Apple TV.
On the PS4, too.
Okay, so PS3, PS4. Their client, when you go to anything, a movie, a TV show, whatever, and you go to like where the information used to be about it, where you can read all the actors in it, and the synopsis and the rating and all that. Now it just starts auto-playing the thing in the background, and it fades out the information within 3 seconds.
Yes.
That's useless. That screen for me is about finding out whether or not I want to watch this thing, not watching the intro or the opening credits for something.
It seems like increasingly Netflix is really setting up to cater only to binge watchers, which
that's
I'm sure
probably smart.
But God, there's got to be a middle ground, because I find it impossible to just go into a series and with less than 6 clicks, and half of those clicks are backing out of it trying to autoplay, get to like a series where I can see all the seasons and then get to the episode I actually want.
Yeah, I mean it's.
And maybe that's the thing. Maybe that's I'm the edge case.
I think
because when I'm binging, it's fucking super painless. Like, it's even to the point where on at least the Netflix sponsored content, it starts auto skipping the credit sequence.
Yeah,
like when you get a streak going, it's just mainlining that. It skips like within 10 seconds the credits at the end. It skips the opening sequence, and it's nice.
And it stays where you last left off. You know, so like if you stop watching it. Episode 5, and there are 8 episodes.
Yeah.
Next time you hit play, it picks up right at episode 6.
Yeah.
Smart stuff. But then the other weird feature, the strange thing that they're doing with binge watching is I will finish up a series of television, and it'll just start playing a random fucking movie.
Yeah.
Random, completely random bullshit.
I mean, it's based on if you like this and your predictions.
It's based on its suggestions for me.
I'm eclectic enough in my movie watching that it's who knows what'll come up.
Exactly. I'm probably not in the mood for what it's going to suggest.
Right.
And I just got done watching 58 episodes of a show.
Yeah.
I don't really want to watch a movie right now.
Yeah. Like, come on, man. My child needs his father. You just really want me shackled to your beast?
I get doing it like episode after episode. That makes total sense.
Mm.
The other thing that's really weird, and I don't know why it does this, is when it's auto-playing and it's going right into the next episode, every once in a while it'll stop and ask you, are you still watching? And it'll say, continue watching. And you got to hit the button.
I know why it does that.
Yes. Now, that's not the weird part.
Okay.
The weird part is, even if I... 10 seconds before that had paused the thing for a minute to get up and go get a drink, and I came back and I hit the play button, it doesn't know that I hit the play button, so 10 seconds later it'll ask me to continue watching.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Because I feel like that only happens...
That might be on Apple TV, actually.
Okay, because I feel like that only happens if I... Because usually I'm impatient enough that I won't wait 20 seconds, I'll be like, next one.
Yeah, yeah.
And if I... It has to be like 3 episodes in a row before it says that. But it does that because it has to pay a royalty every time it streams something.
Uh-huh.
And it's trying to save its money. Like, if you've passed out on the couch, then it's like, well, I'm not playing to an empty room. Pandora does it, all this stuff. Now,
and it's good for the end user, too.
So they're taking with this hand, and they're auto-playing with this. Like, this autoplay has got to be generating way more fucking...
It's such a weird idea.
Do you think that they only have to pay for a completed... Like... Is there like because like
imagine. If
well, but I mean, from Netflix's position, if I go into a movie and I watch 5 seconds of it and like, well, fuck it, stop, they have to pay their whole fractional penny on that.
I don't know.
Or I wonder if they have to pay 2 cents per movie and like 15 minutes is 0.25 pennies or something.
Maybe they have some kind of like cutoff.
Because otherwise, that's got to be costing them way more money.
Yeah.
Because if I'm like, you know, going, if just I'm browsing. A lot of times I, because, you know, it takes, it's a process to get your PlayStation going.
Yeah.
So I'll turn it on and I'll like then go up and get a drink. And then I'll launch Netflix and I'll go up and,
oh, you know, and that huge banner, the featured content will just start playing.
Yeah. And like, and then like I'll, and it's, my routine is such that I kind of get this thing batched up. Well, then if I come up and like say that my, I'm going to go take a shit for 5 minutes, this thing's been streamed. I'm like, oh God, I got to go rewind and maybe I'm getting a spoiler, but that's also costing them money.
I mean, at the very least, it costs them bandwidth, right?
Yeah. Although
at
they
the
must.
At the very least.
For eight, because what are we paying? $8 a month?
Yeah,
they must have.
I'm shocked that they can afford to do what they're doing for $8 a month.
They must have bandwidth too cheap to meter.
Yeah, but you know, you get it in aggregate with millions of people doing that, and it's expensive, I imagine.
The cost
they
save
in saying continue watching ?
Yes,
is all eaten up by this new preview stuff, and I don't understand it.
Because you know, that,
who does that serve? Who wants to? Maybe there are a bunch of people listening to this, perhaps, that want to see. I mean, it's logos and trademark information at the beginning of this shit.
I don't
it's
know
not
who
like,
it. Yeah, I don't know who it serves.
It's like, not like you're getting a preview of the episode. Maybe show me a trailer. Like, show me that if you want to show me anything.
I did like that. Like before, like when Narco, the first day Narcos dropped, when you went to the series landing page, it had a nice landing page that played the trailer behind it. And everything was still navigable and said, watch this trailer, watch this trailer, watch this trailer, begin my watch.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. But to just start annoying, the fucking episode, I don't understand why that feature exists. Like, why are they...
I mean, they want to get more people watching more things, but...
But why?
Is that the right way... Is that the right kind of interaction?
Because what they really want is you to pay $8 a month and not watch anything.
But
see the value in it. So it's like, I don't understand what the value proposition of auto playing this stuff is. It for like, I mean, are they designing this for your grandma? Because all she can do is click on the, you know, I hear about this Breaking Bads and it's got the Bryan Cranston's and I see Bryan Cranston's big bald head and I just click and it just, it autopilot.
Maybe.
Like I don't know how to navigate a menu that has like start. I mean,
they seem to have just completely eliminated the idea of finding out what this is about before I watch it.
Yeah, because
they
like
want you to see a thumbnail and go, I'm watching that. I don't know anything about it from the thumbnail.
Well, especially like what you said, like 90% of the time, it is. It is just a bunch of studio images and Amblin Entertainment in
Warner
association
Brothers,
with Legendary.
It's not going to tell me anything about it until I'm at least a minute in.
Yeah.
And by that time, I could have read the synopsis and known whether or not I want to watch it rather than, I mean, who does that serve?
I don't know.
Who does that serve?
I don't know.
I don't even think it serves Netflix. I don't know what they're doing, man.
Did you see the commission that came in yesterday? I want to talk about some commission stuff because
did see it, yeah.
I'm kind of blown away by the response to the community commissions. That is something we debuted.
I think I have an idea why so many came in.
Why is that?
Because we also did the subbable transfer at the same time.
True, but we're actually getting people paying out of their pocket for it.
Some people, yeah. Yeah.
But I'm still, even then, like, you know, this has been live less than 2 days, and we've already sold 22 shares of Firefly. Like it's
that one's probably going to be the first.
It probably will be completed over the weekend, I would think.
Maybe so, yeah.
Let's see what Pulp Fiction's doing, because I'm excited about that one, too. Pulp Fiction sold 6 shares.
Princess Bride, is it?
Oh, yeah.
18 at the moment, so it sold 12.
Is it an 18? Yeah, it's a 12. Still I thought 18, that would be... It was keeping pace with Firefly at the beginning.
Uh-huh.
But it seems like Firefly's a runaway hit now.
People are nice. People in general are nice. They don't want to make me, poor Jim, watch this...
Poor Jim watch an excellent
family-friendly
piece of entertainment.
30 years ago that nobody cares about anymore.
You're such an asshole. But yeah.
I'm saying these things... Probably in an effort to get people to actually do it.
Oh, is this salesmanship?
Yeah.
Give them
somebody to root against.
Sure, if you can harness your social flaws to move product.
I'll be bad guy, Jim.
I'm all for that. But someone pulled down the movie Teeth.
Yeah. All right.
I've not seen Teeth, but I know what it's about. It's about a young lady who has a full set of chompers in her vagina,
mm-hmm.
which is, I guess, that's a... I don't think that's a, you know how like cultures have different superstitions?
Sure.
Like there's some Polynesian and Asian cultures that think if you leave a fan on in the room that you will suffocate.
Hmm.
Like if a fan, if you fall asleep with a fan blowing in your face that you will die.
I can say that that is 100% not true.
Sure.
I've done that.
Sure. I'm not sure like what is this. I can't think of any distinctly American superstitions. You got the black cat walking under ladders, things like that, breaking mirrors. But I guess this is more of a Latin America, Central America, South American superstition that, you know, women that have teeth in their vagina, the vagina dente, it actually got its own fit, you know, label for its fable.
It's also how Italians cook their pasta.
They kick it. Vagina al dente, authentic, with the red sauce. I didn't even mean to go there. Still better than the white sauce.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, yeah, I went there. What? Have you seen the movie? I have not seen the movie.
Yeah,
Movie good? Because I first thing I did is looked on Netflix. It's available on Netflix.
Good? No.
It is sitting at an impressive less than 1-star rating.
Yeah, that's about right.
I don't know what kind of human garbage you have to put out there to get a 1-star review on Netflix.
I'm gonna look up the Human Centipede.
Oh, I bet Human Centipede is at least 3 stars.
Yeah. Actually, I kind of like the Human Centipede.
Well, you would.
But I like fucked up movies, so. Human Centipede, not DVD on Netflix. Come on. Don't even have that streaming. Human Centipede's 2.5 stars for their DVD version, so.
Am I in for here, Jim? Because it seems like this is the first troll review we got, because the lady in question was gleeful in that she was inflicting this movie on us.
Yeah, it's not a great movie.
Is it soft? Is it a kind of Skinamax horror film? Is it more like titillating and like softcore porny with, oh my God, this guy's dick bit off?
Yeah, you definitely see a few dismembered dicks.
Because I read a review, Roger Ebert reviewed this, I believe.
No.
I thought it was more of an art film.
What is he doing?
The reviews I read from the time, I thought it was more of an art film. It was like some kind of social experiment about rape awareness and things like that.
That's in there, but that doesn't mean that it's necessarily a good movie.
Right. It's like Hostel isn't a tourist advisory movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Roger Ebert gave... Oh, wait, it's Jim Emerson, his stand-in.
Oh, well.
He gave it 4 out of 5 stars.
Teeth?
It's actually not vagina dente. It's vagina dentata.
Ah, okay.
Vaggy D.
Yeah,
it's got Sissy Spacek in it? Huh.
It does?
Oh, no. He's comparing it to Carrie. Oh. Yeah, he's making it sound like this is a very almost important film.
No. I don't think it's important, but those messages are definitely in there.
Huh. Well, I'm kind of curious about it now, because you're saying it's terrible. Netflix is saying it's a 1-star movie, which I thought was impossible. I thought it was impossible to make something on Netflix and to get the 1-star, you know, with all the idiots out there voting for stuff. So I'm
like
super
curious
about
that. Is like The Room or Birdemic on Netflix?
Surely not.
I bet those are voted up even
surely.
If they
Well, that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, this movie's got to be bad to where the average person's like, this is terrible, 1-star.
Yeah.
But have so little cult appeal that people aren't upvoting it because, oh, no, it's the most awesome thing you've ever seen, just as kind of like an elaborate troll.
Sure.
The Room. Nope, there's The Blue Room. There's The Smartest Guys There. What was the other one, Birdemic, you wanted me to check?
Yeah.
Nope, no Birdemic either.
All right.
But see, I would imagine if Birdemic made Netflix, it would be like 3.5 stars with reviews being like, check out the Riff Track version if you want to fully appreciate the movie.
It'd be a battle between people who thought it was funny to upvote it and regular normal people.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the same way we get Baba Booey on our write-in presidential elections.
You know?
People just being bloody minded. So next thing on the docket for us today is we have to, or we get to, we're choosing to.
Are you going to reveal this?
Oh, are we? Is it a secret?
I mean,
it's
not
just six of our closest friends watching this live. I mean, maybe a few hundred people. It's the this is
well.
The
idea was, if this really sucks, we won't release it. But
oh, well, I mean,
Okay. But whatever. So you guys would be really disappointed.
This is the Little Orphan Annie
sucked.
Fan club. You know, drink more Ovaltine. You're in the super secret society.
Get a Dakota ring if you're
and
lucky.
And if this does suck, we're not going to not do it. We're just going to do it again until we get one that doesn't suck. Mm-hmm. But yeah, what are we doing, Jim?
We're going to live watch Legend of Drunken Master.
That is the Kung Fu movie that's coming out this Friday on Netflix's, or not Netflix.
Is it? Because I looked it up and AMC said it was The Matrix. At 9 p.m. for Kung Fu Fridays.
It's not a Kung Fu movie.
He knows Kung Fu, that's for sure, and he uses it, but I wouldn't call it a Kung Fu movie, no.
Kung Fu movie means something, goddammit.
Yes. Like, to me, it means like it probably came out of Hong Kong, and it probably came out a while ago.
Yeah, like what the fuck? You're going to have political satire Fridays, you're going to have like Wag the Dog, and Mr. President, and The Matrix.
Yeah.
Because it is a bit of a political satire, too. Like, come on, man.
Dystopian Saturday.
Well, see, that's why the reason I was so hot to do it for this week, but fuck it. They're going to do it sometime, and we're going to do a live watch that's not a live watch. It's a commentary live watch track. Mm-hmm. Because we've both seen this movie, we like it. It's kind of got some really awesome things about it, and it's got a lot of silly things about it, and I know a lot of like behind the scenes. We're just going to do like a full thing where you can go to Netflix. It's on streaming on Netflix for free, and you can watch it and sync it up with us and kind of watch the movie with us and see what it's like to watch something live that's not The Walking Dead.
Okay.
Or a video game.
Yeah, but we're not actually doing it live. Like, we're
no, it's gonna. That's what I'm saying. This is gonna be
sync up after the fact.
This is gonna be something because we're wanting some content that when we get some, because sometimes we're finished up and it's like 4 o'clock or it's 3:45, and like we don't have enough time to start another project, but we do have time to do something. What could that something be that would be of value? And like we're thinking, you know, we watch a random episode of like X-Files. And do a commentary track, and that might be interesting to people. We don't know. We just like, I don't know if you know that our secret sauce here is we just throw stuff up onto the internet and see what people actually download.
Yeah, and we're just looking for stuff to kind of fill out the club a little bit more because
we
feel like it's been sparse. You know, we do lunches, we do live watch and live recording stuff, but other than that.
The silent movies is good, but they're time intensive.
Yeah, very much so.
So we want to get those to where we're doing, you know, one every other month or so, but we still need some stuff that's a little bit more intensive, like a little bit more effort than just lunch where we just turn on the cameras and we talk.
Yeah.
But something we can do in a single sitting and have done and also be valuable and people enjoy. So we'll see.
Yeah,
if this works, it might.
One-to-one content.
There's ways we've brainstormed, we can make it bigger, better, and more awesome, but we want to see if it's actually of interest to anybody first.
Yeah, I honestly view these as kind of like Let's Plays for video games.
Kind
of,
yeah.
Just like this one-to-one thing where, like, if they're playing the game and talking about it, that's all the time it takes, right?
We should call it Let's Watch. Trademark that shit.
Let's Watch, yeah.
I mean, we need a nickel from everyone saying Let's Watch.
I don't think that's how trademarks work.
When Al Michaels says, "Let's watch the instant replay," and I want him to get his nickel out.
All right.
Nailed the ball move.
Yep.
Let's see. Do we have any questions? Oh, Michael G wants us to reveal. We can't keep secrets.
We did.
We're like your kid sister. You know, it's like, I got a secret. Well, then don't tell me. Come on. You want to know? No, I don't want to know. All right. Here's the secret. No, stop it. I don't want to hear this. Like, yeah, we're so easy. Anything else you want to talk about, Jim?
Yeah, not really.
All right. You ready to get your kung fu on?
Sure. Let's do it.
All right. We'll see you guys next week on a regular time Friday. We had a little scheduling snafu this week, but we'll be back with another lunch next Friday and all of the regular content. You know, The Walking Dead is in its home stretch. We're going to be live watching that this weekend. Mm-hmm. All of our normal stuff. We're about to wrap up. Well, I guess we're wrapping up Breaking Bad in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, we schedule that out in a way that wasn't going to allow us to do feedback for the final episode, really. And so we decided we're going to postpone that final episode until we can get some feedback.
This is
in
the final, like capital F, capital E, final episode. It didn't seem fair to be like, and you don't get the chance to have your say in it.
Yeah.
After all the, I mean, this is the first Bald Move TV podcast. It's what made what we're doing now possible. It's what got it all started.
Yeah, and the people who have listened to our coverage of it from the start have been with us for like 5 years now. So I figure they probably deserve at least to get their emails in on the final episode.
Some closure, sure.
Yeah.
All right. We will see you. I hope everyone has a great weekend, and we will see you next time.
See you.
Bye.